Well, it's been a bit of a stop-go cycle, hasn't it? A younger person around the corner there as well. But we left off with the Northern Kingdom. If you remember, we had that big event. That's what we're looking at, big events, don't we? Big happenings. You've got all the detail of Scripture, particularly in the Old Testament. And then there are, within the detail, key events which kind of make sense of what's happening around them. The details fit within those bigger events. And there are plenty of them. I mean, Genesis, we spent weeks just there, didn't we? So many of the big events that really settle everything else are there in the first book of the Bible. Well, we saw the Northern Kingdom fell badly. Never really happened there. They never honored God as they should. In a sense, the whole thing from the beginning was wrong, because they'd separated from Jerusalem and immediately set up alternative centers of worship. That was idolatry. And they failed. And they went into, well, exile. The Assyrian Empire took them off. And although there are still people from those tribes, the 10 tribes that were in the north, still hear a little bit of them as we go into the New Testament. But they're mostly missing now. What of the Southern Kingdom? Well, there's a report we can bring, which is a little happier, that there were some excellent kings. Of course, we know that David and Solomon based there, but then after the division of the kingdom, well, again, some great men of God. Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah, Josiah, other kings besides them, who honored God. Weren't perfect, but they honored God. The worship of God, the temple and how the worship was to be conducted there, and observing the Passovers and these sorts of feasts, and having faith in God when trouble came, when the attacks came, when the Syrians or the Northern Kingdom were coming to invade, or when the Assyrians were coming to invade. We're looking in the prophecy of Isaiah on our Thursday evenings again. Stop, go. This must have been months ago we were there, but we were looking at when Hezekiah had the Assyrian army at the gates of Jerusalem threatening. God delivered them. And what wonderful deliverances there were. But the same problems that were in the Northern Kingdom, the corruption of the human heart, that if you're not converted, if you're not truly the Lord's, sooner or later, you'll drift away. And more, the kings in the south began to be as bad as, if not worse than, the kings in the north had been. And you've got a succession of kings, really, after Hezekiah, with the exception of Josiah. It's downhill. And of course, they're floundering around, they're not honoring God, they're not praying, they're not men of faith, and they lead their country into more idolatry. And God had said, even though Jerusalem is so precious to him, and the temple is as his dwelling place, none of those things, he says, will be of any help to you if you do not obey me. If you do not follow the terms of my agreement, my covenant with you, which means that you honor my law, you follow what I have instructed you to do by way of worship, and all the blood sacrifices which remind you of your sin, but that then you have faith in me to bring you through, to deliver you, and to bring you one day a Messiah. Well, that went nowhere with these other kings. And so God threatened them that they would lose all their benefits, they would lose their country. And that's what happened eventually to them. By now the Assyrian Empire has given way to the Babylonian Empire, which, if anything, is even stronger, more powerful, more countries, more lands that it seizes. And after various sieges and various taking away of different people from Jerusalem by the Babylonians, punishments, well, we'll take some more of your prime people and your best people. So Daniel and his friends, they were taken away to Babylon. But then the final rebellion, a long siege over a couple of years, and then the city fell, and that was it. Temple destroyed, walls of the city destroyed, the best of the people that were still left taken into exile. You had then just a few people left to look after the land. The prophets who had warned Jeremiah at the end there, but other prophets too, Habakkuk and Zephaniah, Isaiah himself, the warnings they'd given, but they just didn't listen. So into exile, they went to Babylon. That's the thing. We don't hear the warnings. God is patient, but his patience eventually ceases. And that's it. You've had your last warning. You've gone beyond that point, and now all I have threatened will come. And that's what happened there. The Old Testament is a very sobering book. It is talking to us so, so much. But here is man. What does he do? Oh, he fails. Fails. That's sin. Sin is failure. Sin will not take us near to God. It'll take us further from him. So we need faith. That's what those kings lacked. They had this book, or as much as this book as was written in that time, and they still did not believe it. Didn't believe it. Didn't have faith. So we'll do better than that, yeah. We'll aim to do better than that. And the Messiah that they really just never thought too highly of, these kings and maybe the majority of the country, didn't really think that promise amounted to very much. But we just suddenly had him, haven't we, there, that tells us about that. That's what they should have been waiting for, longing for him. Here we are in lonely exile, waiting for him to come. Well, that was their experience. We can talk now. It's already happened. And how glad we are that we have a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, that can fill our thoughts and our attention. Well, we'll follow that up a little further next week. We'll see what happens next. Well, let's take our hymn books and we'll stand as Caroline plays for us number 150, Thou Art the Everlasting Word, 150 in our hymn books.